The message of the gospel is about God. God, the Holy Trinity, who made man in his image and likeness, male and female. And this God requires complete obedience because of the fact that he's the creator. So that in word, in thought, and in deed, all of us obey God always. That's simply what is right. But instead of doing this, man violated the law of God. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've all been rebellious at heart. And what God could have done was wipe us all out, as he did with Noah. Wipe out all of humanity apart from 8 who believed him. But instead of that, God, the second person of the Trinity, whom we now know as the Lord Jesus Christ, was born of a virgin, lived a completely sinless life, went to a cruel, rugged cross, and there on the cross, the Father laid on him the iniquity of us all, the rebellious of us all, the sin of us all those who would ever believe. Isaiah 53:6 tells us, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And as our sins were laid on Christ, the substitute lamb, he was punished in our place as the substitute, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And he died for our sins because the wages of sin is death. He paid the ultimate price to redeem us. Our sins were transferred to him on the cross. He suffered in our place. He died. He was buried. And 3 days later, he rose again. God the Father supernaturally attesting to the fact that he had pleased him always, raising him from the dead. And this Jesus is now at the place of all authority in the universe. He has the keys of death and of hell. He stands in the place of all authority on the throne. And he calls to us to repent, to turn around, and to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And what happens the moment someone believes is the very righteous life of Christ is credited to their account. So that they stand before God, not only forgiven, but righteous through grace. Righteous because of Christ, on the basis of the sure foundation of Scripture alone, we can say that we're justified by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, all to the glory of God, alone. And on the cross, Jesus bore our sins in his body on the tree, 1 Peter 2:24. And those who believe in him can say, with the Apostle Paul, God made him, 2 Corinthians 5:21, who knew no sin, to become sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God in him. What a gospel. You can't get there by your works, but you're saved by the works of Christ and Christ alone. What he did was enough. What he did was sufficient. Jesus on the cross said, it is finished. He shouted it out. It is finished. It is done. It is paid for. It's complete. It's perfectly perfect. It's completely complete. He had redeemed a people for himself. And if you call on his name, you will be saved. I plead with you to come to him, to know him in truth, to abandon all self-effort at getting to God and receive the gift of salvation. It's not a gift with strings attached. It's a total gift. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Have you received him? Do you know him? Come to him. I plead with you. Come to God on the basis of grace and grace alone. Receiving Christ with nothing in your hands except admitting to the fact I deserved nothing but damnation, but because of Christ, may I receive full pardon and the inheritance of what faith gives me, faith in Jesus Christ. This Christ saves all who come to him. Praise the Lord.